Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You Look are fake them. News.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us.
It is the night of the October Showdown. That's what they're billing it as. In Westerville, Ohio, 12 Democrat presidential wannabes will be going at it tonight. I'm not sure if it'll be a laughing matter.
Funny comedy.
No. Maybe it will be. Maybe it will be. One of the things, though, that I think we're going to find out is if Joe Biden is dead in the water. If some of the other candidates go after Biden and try and finally remove him from life support. In a political sense. There's been a lot of talk about Hunter Biden. Will Hunter Biden's name come up? My guess is it probably will. And it might be Joe Biden that actually brings it up. I want to take you back some of the best stuff that is out there. And we're finding this really by trial and error. But some of these programs that have online editions of the program, for instance, Outnumbered Overtime, as opposed to Outnumbered on Fox News. This was Antoine Seawright, a Democrat advisor, Jenna Ellis, guest hosted by Julie Banderas. And they were talking about, let's go to cut one. They were talking about Hunter Biden. Here's the way it went.
Do you see any issue in the fact that he's saying that never once has Hunter ever talked to him about his business dealings, when in fact Hunter, in fact, has said quite the opposite, that he has spoken to his father?
It's a difference between speaking to your father and speaking to your father about some interests you may have from a business standpoint that could be a conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. What we do know is this administration is a walking conflict of interest, i.e., if you look at who's around the president, i.e., family members, and his son selling out the American interests on the world stage every single day. And so that's totally different. And Trump wants to use this as a distraction, as he has. But I think Biden is right to pivot and turn the heat back on him. He invited a foreign entity to invite themselves into playing into our elections. So that's against the law.
Do you call that pivoting for Biden? Is that what he's doing?
I call what Antoine does pivoting, because the question was squarely against Biden. Why is everyone being investigated except for Biden, Joe Biden, and his son? I mean, and this is exactly what Giuliani means by the quid pro quo being actually Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Because if we have evidence that Joe Biden said to the prosecutor in Ukraine that he wanted him fired, and that there's evidence that he was putting pressure while he was the vice president to make sure that his son would not be investigated. Why is there such an investigation with a transcript from President Trump that shows absolutely nothing? Yet this is going toward impeachment, and we still don't have any investigation. At least be honest and investigate everyone.
Yeah, you come on these shows and repeat these talking points, and you sound crazy. Look, Democrats and Republicans agree that inviting a foreign entity.
You can agree to disagree.
Inviting a foreign entity to investigate a political opponent is wrong. Democrats and Republicans agree on that. Holding funding away from a country that's dependent on funding for survival, Democrats and Republicans agree on that.
But Biden
putting a transcript of the conversation to a different place, Democrats and Republicans agree
on that. If Joe Biden was a Republican and he once held the office of the vice president, and it was later found out after he was no longer in office that he had a son that was dealing with business in Ukraine, which happened to be a country that the United States is in negotiation with, you wouldn't see a conflict of interest.
I don't see a problem because...
And why are we just finding out about it now while he's running for president?
Well, that's the question I ask Republicans. Why does Donald Trump care now when Joe Biden is running for president?
Well,
if he cared then, why didn't he care before now?
Good question. Let me cut to the chase, though. The fact is there is no investigation that we know of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. The question is, should there be? And my answer is abso-friggin-lutely. The question is, why is it being done behind the scenes? If indeed there is an investigation, if John Durham or Bill Barr or others are doing an investigation, if Michael Horowitz of the Inspector General's office, if one of those folks are doing an investigation of the former vice president, why is it being done behind closed doors? Good point. Good point. Emma Kinnery from Bloomberg was on with David Westin previewing tonight's debate. I don't know what to expect. This is cut two. But let's find out what they think might happen tonight. Here it is.
Yeah, so tomorrow will be exciting. It's the first time that Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren are currently in a statistical tie on the Real Clear Politics average. Joe Biden's at 27%. Elizabeth Warren is at 26%. So it's really neck and neck. Last time, they were still close. Warren had not surpassed Biden yet. She did last week. And they didn't really attack one another, so it'll be interesting to see if they go after each other this time.
So, Emma, going back at the prior three debates, did they make a difference in the polls insofar as the polls were reliable? I mean, we certainly saw Kamala Harris bump up after the first, but then came back down. Has anybody clearly benefited from or hurt from these debates so far?
I mean, aside from the Harris bump, which Harris saw that bump, and then she immediately, before the next debate, had already gone back down to where she was at the beginning. So there really hasn't been any clear advantage out of coming out of the debates. But we have seen Warren has been going on a steady increase, whereas Biden has remained around the same. It's kind of started to even out at this point for the past few months.
It will be a big night for several people up there on stage, but perhaps none so big as Bernie Sanders, the senator, because he had a health scare. He had a heart attack. He's going to show up. He's going to be on the debate stage. People, I suppose, are going to be really looking to see how robust he is.
Yeah. So Bernie Sanders had a heart attack, and he had canceled all of his events since. This will be the first time that he's out there, out on the stage and talking to the public again. People were worried whether or not he would make it to the debate. He will. And then the next day, he plans on hosting a big rally in New York.
Well, you know, anything's really possible.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Stick around. More to do. We will continue to preview what to expect tonight. Westerville, Ohio. It is the Democrat presidential wannabes. Or as my buddy Frank would say, the demo rats. And we'll get to a whole bunch more coming up. Break time as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
The difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
Listening to
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875. Or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio gets results.
Radio
gets results. That's radio.
Here, Vegas Golden Knights hockey pregame begins tonight at 6:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again, an official radio station of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
God bless you, Madonna. I absolutely love that. Don't you just love that? By the way, you've heard me talk about Real Water. It is simply awesome. I mean, it really honestly is. And I got a deal for you. No matter where you live, even if you don't have a Real Water distributor in your area, you can get all the benefits of Real Water, the great taste of Real Water, with Real Water Concentrate. And here's the deal. Since you are listeners of the show, you can get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. That's right. Just a few squirts in a glass of water, and you can have all the benefits and great taste of Real Water. And it's free. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. And it doesn't get any better. Call right now. In fact, here's the number, 702-381-1217. That's 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you, and you'll get your free bottle. It's that simple. That's 702-381-1217. Real Water Concentrate. Just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com, click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the page, and use the promo code WALL, W-A-L-L, okay? I want to go back to the audio sound bites just for a quick second. And again, tomorrow on the program, we'll have highlights from... I don't know what to expect, whether it's going to be tumultuous. For some of these candidates, this may be their last opportunity. There are going to be 12 on the stage. And I don't know quite what to expect. Now, yesterday on the 5, Geraldo Rivera was in. So was Judge Jeanine, Greg Gutfeld from the 5. And they were talking about this Trump video, A Bridge Too Far. Listen to Geraldo and Judge Jeanine. Here it is.
I was very, very outraged by Kathy Griffin when she had the head of the president, remember? And she was excoriated for it, almost wrecked her career, which rebounded because Trump hatred was sufficient that they brought her back and made her popular again. But I think it's very dangerous when you start going there. I don't like it. It's not funny. It may be satire, but it's a bridge too far for me. I think that you got to, you know, that we can you have to condemn it and have no tolerance for
it. It's not inciting violence.
I don't know. I'm not a shrink. I don't know. All I know is
that, it's a legal question. Inciting violence.
I don't like it when the president is the target of the parody, and I don't like it when the president is the parodier.
But here's the problem, Greg. The problem is the left-wing media goes bonkers. They're apoplectic.
Yeah.
From the media to The View to the White House Correspondents Association when, you know, they are horrified. And yet we just had Shakespeare in the Park here a few summers ago when they did a show where the president is being stabbed on the stage and they were all cheering about
it. And just so we know, I think this video is a year old. It was part of some kind of... I love how CNN says, this is a fake video. No, it's a scene from the Kingsman, and you're only upset because they put faces of the media over the actual characters. Get this, they were okay with the movie scene in which people were being killed in a church, but then all of a sudden it changes because they put media faces on it. You should be, if you're upset about that meme, you should be upset about all violence in movies, right? Now they're finally upset about violence in movies because the media got involved. And you know what's great about it? Like, if Hollywood can make violent movies, why can't some kid in Des Moines?
Good point. No, I mean, yeah. I mean, should everybody be allowed to do parodies? I mean, Adam Schiff gets to do a parody. No, that's bizarre. This falls under the heading of, we were so busy yesterday, we just couldn't squeeze it in. But I wanted you to hear from the weekend, Harry Reid, who is back in the news. He was on the Axe Files with David Axelrod. And one of the admonitions he gives to his fellow Democrats is do not, under any circumstances, underestimate the power of President Trump, the intelligence of President Trump, the skill of President Trump. Here was Harry Reid over the weekend with David Axelrod. Here it is.
His strategy here is to say, I'm not corrupt. They're corrupt. They're the ones who are guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. They're the ones who are treasonous. And it's to muddy the waters. It's a cynical strategy, but might it be an effective one?
I used to think that Donald Trump was not too smart. I certainly don't believe that anymore. I don't think he's intellectually a powerhouse, but he is basically a very, very smart man. He, no matter what the subject, any argument he involves himself in, it's on his terms. You're always arguing against him. He never is willing to debate an issue on terms that aren't his.
So how do you deal with that? If you're a candidate, for example, running against him, how would you advise they deal with that?
Well, what I say initially, and I say it right here on your show, anyone that thinks Trump's going to be beaten easily should have another think coming.
I agree with him. Harry Reid and I are in agreement. I can't believe it. We don't agree. Yeah. we We don't agree on much, but that's one thing we do agree upon, that it is not going to be easy for Democrats to beat the president, especially if they continue on this current path, which is impeachment. And the Democrats don't do anything. I just don't see it. I just don't see it happening. Honestly, I just do not see it happening. Coming up, in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to let you hear one of the president's friends, Lindsey Graham, who was on Fox and Friends yesterday. And I don't have time to get it in right now, I don't think. No, in fact, I don't. Nah. But Lindsey Graham was on Fox and Friends yesterday talking about Turkey. Not as in Thanksgiving, as in the country. And the Syrian crisis. And one of the things Lindsey Graham looks at is he looks at history. And he looks at the way we abandoned Iraq under President Obama. And I think he sees the same thing happening, essentially creating a void for a group like, but not the same as, like ISIS. And one of the things that I think is important is you've got to look at what the president may be doing. But again, he's only pulling out, I think, what was it, Mark Esper, the SecDef, the Secretary of Defense, said something like, we're pulling out less than 1,000 troops. But our presence there helped keep the Turks from invading. Well, once we are out of there, the Turks come flooding into northern Syria, and it's not very pretty. Mass executions and all kinds of other really nasty stuff. Stick around. More to do. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Tommy White, Laborers Union 872. Did you see where the UAW strike is continuing? And this is nationwide. What the heck is going on there? We'll talk about that. Also, a Raiders stadium update, known as Allegiant. And Mike Wachowski will join us after 11 o'clock from NERI. It's all straight ahead, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, it's me. You know, your tummy. Sorry to interrupt your listening pleasure, but I've been trying to get your attention for the past half hour. I am hungry. Let's go to Taco Time. They got a sweet pork recipe to die for. Tender pork carnitas, slow roasted to juicy perfection in a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl. Sweet, right? So what you say? Can we go? Huh? Can we?
Listen to your tummy. Get a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump imposing economic sanctions on Turkey, calling on its government to stop its assault against Kurdish fighters and civilians in northern Syria. He's now also sending a delegation of U.S. officials to that region, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement that he'll be going to the region with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien to begin negotiations.
President Trump reiterated his offer to mediate and arbitrate a negotiation between Syrian Defense Forces and the Turkish military.
Mr. Pence added the U.S. is calling for a ceasefire to bring an end to the violence.
The USGS says a 4.5 magnitude earthquake rattled folks 25 miles northeast of San Francisco last night. There are no reports of damage or injuries. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
What's going on now is the single greatest scam in the history of American politics. The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything. We can never let this happen. We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it. Because our country is at stake like never before. It's all very simple. They're trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you. And I'll never let that happen.
I'm a scat man.
I love it listening to the president. By the way, he'll be speaking, I believe it's Thursday, in Dallas, Texas. Huge rally. It's going to be a Keep America Great rally in Dallas on Thursday. So we'll have highlights of that coming up on Friday, certainly. I want to go back, though, to Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham's a friend of the president. They play golf together. but they disagree on some issues. In this particular case, the issue is Turkey. And Lindsey Graham, I think, clearly placed the blame for the Turkish invasion on Turkey for this Syrian crisis, this crisis in northern Syria. This was Lindsey Graham yesterday on Fox and Friends.
I've been working with Democrat and Republican colleagues to issue sanctions against Turkey, and the blame here is with Turkey. 3 weeks ago, I met Erdogan at the UN in New York. This safe zone concept of where we'd keep Turkey and the Kurds away from each other with an international force was working. A week after that, he basically lied to me, called up President Trump, saying I'm going into Turkey, and the rest is history. It's quickly deteriorating inside of Syria. I blame Turkey. There's going to be crippling sanctions imposed by the Congress to supplement what President Trump's administration has done. We're going to send a signal to Turkey that's unmistakable in the eyes of Erdogan and the world, and we're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
What's the disconnect, Senator? Erdogan, not only did he think that he was going to be able to get away with it, he plans on coming to the Washington and visit the president in a couple of weeks. So who's not communicating with who?
Yeah. Well, Erdogan made the biggest mistake of his political life. The president has tried to hold this together. The YPG Kurds, in the eyes of Turkey, are a terrorist organization. They're aligned somewhat with the PKK. But they were also the main force to help us destroy ISIS. America cannot defend herself without partners. So it's important that we do three things. That we stop ISIS from coming back, and Turkey's incursion into Syria is making it impossible to keep the ISIS prisoners in jail because the Kurds can't fight Turkey and control the prisoners.
1,000 are out of prison.
Yeah, so, right, and more to come unless we intervene. But the good news is President Trump is going to intervene with the Congress in a way to punish Erdogan unlike any time in Turkey's life. I hate this, but he brought it on himself. Israel. There's a 200 and something person detachment down in southern Syria, the end of the northern area, where Americans stopped the flow of arms from Tehran to Beirut. This detachment needs to stay. It's a countering Iran presence that we need to keep. We need to make sure ISIS doesn't come back. We need to make sure that we take care of Israel. And the other eye that I worry about is Iran. If we don't have some presence in Syria, Iran will take the Syrian oil fields, and that would be a disaster. That would undercut everything President Trump's tried to do in containing Iran.
Lindsey Graham giving some perspective to what's going on in northern Syria. And, you know, a lot of people are trying to blame the president for this one. And Lindsey Graham says, no, this one is squarely on the shoulders of Turkey and Erdogan. That's kind of the bottom line. I want to get back to domestic politics, if we can, for just a minute. As you well know, there is an effort out there to impeach the president. It is not the traditional bring articles of impeachment to the House floor, vote on them. That's not what's going on. We have got what is essentially a bloodless coup d'etat that is underway, and it's done in back rooms. You know, the party, the Democrats, that always claim they love transparency, apparently don't want any transparency. In fact, Matt Gaetz, you've heard him on this program. I think we've had him on as a guest. But more than that, Matt Gaetz is one of the better spokespeople for the Republican Party. He is a Florida Republican and a member of the House Judiciary Committee. Here's his reaction yesterday. His ejection from the House impeachment, the House Judiciary Committee, and this is reacting to his ejection from the House impeachment hearing, and this was from Hannity. This is Matt Gaetz, the Republican from Florida.
It's very bizarre, Sean. On September 12th, about a month ago, the judiciary chairman launched the impeachment inquiry. And today, Adam Schiff removed me as a member of the Judiciary Committee from the deposition he was taking. This is proof that Democrats can't win a fair election, they can't win a fair debate, and they absolutely cannot run a fair impeachment inquiry because they're stacking the deck. They're doing everything they can to limit our access to witnesses and evidence. They're not allowing us to call witnesses. And by the way, if Republicans had a witness list, it would be Adam Schiff who would be a fact witness because of the collusion that he was and his staff were engaged in with the whistleblower that they then lied about. So look, we're going to keep fighting to get to the facts here, but time and again we see that Adam Schiff is running a kangaroo court, and that should matter to senators who may have to ultimately consider this impeachment, that it was done in a totally roughshod way. Even Republicans didn't treat Bill Clinton this bad. They had the opportunity to have minority subpoenas and have the president's lawyers in the room asking questions. They went through that with the Russia investigation. They allowed us to ask Mueller questions and ask Lewandowski questions. They didn't like the result, so now they're trying to reshuffle the deck, and I think it's a shameful day for the House of Representatives.
What we have here is a failure to communicate, but on purpose. What we have here is the House Democrats trying to force feed articles of impeachment, rather than letting the American people, the American people are being shut out. And you tell me if that's fair. But you know what? They're playing right into the president's hands. When they eventually drag the president to the floor of the United States House of Representatives, the American people will understand that this was the product of subterfuge, of bad faith, and that this is really going to end up really blowing, I think it's going to end up blowing up in the face of Democrats. Now, they may talk about it tonight, and we'll see what the talking points say. As you know, the Democrats have their 12 presidential wannabes out in, where are they? In Westerville, Ohio, I'm sorry. Someplace in Ohio. And 12 of them are going to be out there trying to sell you a bill of goods. And again, we'll have highlights for you coming up. In fact, we'll have plenty of highlights for you tomorrow morning on this very radio program. But it's going to be good theater. I can just about promise you it's going to be very, very good theater. What will happen, I don't know. Will they go after Joe Biden? Will they go after Elizabeth Warren? And that's a question that's going to have to be answered tonight. Is it time to declare Joe Biden legally dead? Is it time to maybe go after Elizabeth Warren, who looks like she's the new front runner? We'll find out. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, and your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We will take a further look at tonight's Democrat presidential debate, and kind of a preview look ahead. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast You'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
Guess who is coming back to Fox News? You're not going to believe this. No, seriously. Megyn Kelly is coming back. Well, okay, for one night. For one night. Did you see this? Megyn Kelly, who left Fox News for NBC in January of, what was it, 2017, I guess it was, is coming back to Fox News Channel. Tucker Carlson made the announcement today that she will appear on his program for an interview tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow night. It will mark Kelly's first TV interview since she and NBC parted ways a year ago. And then she went, you know, she went to NBC, and what was it, Megyn Kelly Today in the 9 a.m. Eastern Time hour. Well, she is back in the news amid the first screenings of Bombshell. That's the new movie just out about Roger Ailes and the Roger Ailes scandal. She's portrayed by Charlize Theron. And in fact, Charlize Theron may be up for some Oscar nominations. But anyway, so Megyn Kelly is going to be on. So I imagine, does that mean we'll have highlights on Thursday? I imagine that's what that means. Yeah. Remember, do you remember the 2015 debate and the blood? You know, Megyn Kelly, blood. Unbelievable. Anyway, we will keep you apprised of that one. But that's tomorrow night on Tucker Carlson, The Return of Megyn Kelly. Back to the debate tonight. Tonight, the Democrats will get together, 12 of them. A number of Democrats will not be on the stage. Tim Ryan, the congressman from Ohio, Marianne Williamson. A lot of you really liked seeing Marianne Williamson. She will not be on the stage. But Matt Walsh from Reason Magazine was on with Kennedy on Fox Business yesterday. And the question is essentially, will everyone go after Elizabeth Warren? Will they go after Joe Biden? What about Elizabeth Warren? You think they'll go after her? Here it is.
Whether they should or not, they absolutely will. And they need to, because she's been the only one like showing any kind of momentum anywhere. Biden's still sort of in more or less the same place. Mm-hmm. Other people are down. They should go after her. And the way that I think that they will, based on how they have behaved so far, particularly the former centrists who are running, so like Cory Booker, Joaquin Castro, and Beto O'Rourke, all of whom have positions in the past that are not super progressive, actually. They like, you know, charter schools and things like that.
Mm-hmm. At least they did.
They did, right? And they're trying to hide all this.
Now they're hypocritical gum flappers.
They are
saying whatever it takes for progressives to like them.
They're terrified. And so what they know, what they say, they try to hide that past mm-hmm. by trying to outwoke one another. So Joaquin Castro is like, you know, Bernie, he's not even hardcore enough. He's not for slavery reparations. I am.
Yeah.
Beto O'Rourke is a one-man get-out-the-vote, like, team for the Republican Party. He just every day is like, I'll take your gun, and I'm going to, like,
and
take away
your church.
Tax your church based on yeah. viewpoint discrimination. So I think those are the people who are more likely to go after Elizabeth Warren, where she's weak, which is with black voters mm-hmm. specifically, and with the whole Native American thing, which rubs people the wrong way.
This is going to be interesting to see, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know quite what to expect. By the way, just a quick roadmap note. We were going to have Tommy White on. Tommy White is in Montana this morning and could not get back to town in time for the interview. So we're going to be joined by Liz Harrington, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. And we'll find out more about what she expects tonight. And I'll be honest with you. I do think they'll go after Elizabeth Warren. I do think somebody will want to take, you know, make the knockout punch on Joe Biden. Because when Joe Biden leaves the race, a lot of money will still be there. And, you know, somebody needs to finally put Joe Biden out of his misery. This Hunter Biden thing cannot be good for the Democrat Party. It simply cannot be good. I think most of us recognize that. Chris Hayes is a guy that nobody watches because he's on MSNBC. But he had something to say about the NBC scandal, commending Ronan Farrow's Weinstein reporting. Listen to MSNBC's Chris Hayes.
Over the last few weeks, as impeachment has dominated both the news and the show, I've been watching with increasing horror and bafflement as the NBA has enforced a kind of silence and speech code on its players and management for fear of offending the Chinese government and Chinese basketball fans. After a single tweet in support of the Hong Kong protesters by a Houston Rockets executive, the NBA has scrambled to lock down any other signs of criticism of the Chinese government, hoping to preserve access to an extremely lucrative and growing market for the sport. Now, of course, this kind of shying away from confrontation, choosing the path of least resistance, quite familiar in the news because it's what so many Republican members of Congress do every day when confronted with the bile, bigotry, and rank corruption, abuse of power, with a man who's the head of their party. But it's important to note that it is not limited to them. In fact, the insidious destructive force of the path of least resistance is everywhere you look. Heck, I feel the tug of it myself as my own news organization is embroiled in a very public controversy over its conduct. As you've probably seen in his new book, Catch and Kill, my former colleague Ronan Farrow contends that NBC News slow-walked and then ultimately killed his reporting on Harvey Weinstein's sexual harassment and assault because it was intimidated by Weinstein and didn't want to cross him. Most distressingly, Farrow suggests NBC News was worried about the allegations of sexual assault and harassment against Matt Lauer coming out as a result of reporting on Weinstein and desperately wanted to avoid that. In Farrow's view, he was unable to break through what was effectively a conspiracy of silence from NBC News management. Now, NBC News vigorously denies this account. The president of NBC News, Noah Wappenheim, called Farrow's book a conspiracy theory in a memo sent out today, citing an internal NBC investigation that concluded that the extremely upsetting allegations against Lauer were not known internally at NBC. NBC has called any suggestion it did know false and offensive. And Oppenheim and others have also maintained since Farrow's departure 2 years ago, the Weinstein story was never broadcast because it lacks sufficient on-the-record sourcing, even after NBC supported Farrow's assignment for 7 months. One thing, though, is indisputable. Ronan Farrow walked out of NBC News after working on the Weinstein story and within 2 months published an incredible article, The New Yorker, that not only won a Pulitzer, but helped trigger a massive social and cultural reckoning that continues to this day. It is the kind of journalism that you want to do as a journalist, that everyone who works in this business should want to facilitate. Of course, there's a reason it took so long for the true story about Weinstein to be told, for the many allegations of him to stay locked in a vault. And that's because time and again, the path of least resistance for those with power was to not cross Weinstein or his army of friends and lawyers. Same goes for the many, many, many other powerful predators that we've come to know about. The path of least resistance is always there, beckoning seductively with an entirely plausible cover story. You've got bigger fish to fry. This isn't the hill to die on. The story isn't ready. But of course, it's the very ease of that path that makes it the enemy, the kind of work that we as journalists are supposed to do.
That's Chris Hayes. MSNBC anchor wannabe. Don't forget, more on the debates. Liz Harrington will join us, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. She will join us top of the next hour as we continue. Stick around. We got so much to do. Also, coming up after 11 o'clock, Michael Shouse, communications director for NPRI. What's he looking for tonight from the Dems? We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.